This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who's Kevin McCullough? Let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who's Kevin McCullough? Nationally syndicated radio host and author of Know Who Can.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of Know Who Can.
What?
A Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Mm. All right, hour number two is off and running, and we are going to discuss one of Trump's supporters who's kind of gone AWOL on him, at least in the last 24 hours. And a big thank you once again to 99.1 FM KKFT in Reno, Nevada, and KKFT-1, their translator that also replays the signal in the area around Lake Tahoe and the whole thing. We're so happy, so thrilled to be in that portion of Nevada and the border of California, and just thankful for every person that had any role in that. Jerry Evans, the GM at 99.1 FM Talk, and those of you that listen to the great FM Talk station there in that region. So, so glad to be with you tonight for the first time with Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough is my name. My phone number is 888-340-3373. We have some breaking news. I told you, if you come to this broadcast on Saturday nights, you'll not only get a great conversation and get to participate in it, but you're also going to get breaking news as it happens. And in the last little bit, the Green Party's Jill Stein has announced that she is dropping all statewide Pennsylvania recount efforts. Green Party-backed voters dropped a court case on Saturday night that had sought to force a statewide recount of Pennsylvania's November 8th presidential election won by a thin margin by the Republican Donald Trump. The Green Party presidential candidate Jill Stein, who has raised over $6.9 million to fund the recount efforts in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania, had framed the issue as an effort to explore whether voting machines and systems had been hacked and the election result manipulated as a result. The decision came 2 days before a court hearing was scheduled for Monday. Saturday's court filing to withdraw the case said the Green Party-backed voters who filed the case are regular citizens of ordinary means and cannot afford the $1 million bond ordered by the court by 5 p.m. Monday. However, Green Party-backed efforts to force recounts and analyze election software in scattered precincts were continuing. The court order can be read on FoxNews.com. Stein plans to make an announcement about the Pennsylvania recount on Monday outside the Trump Tower in New York. The court case has been part of an effort spearheaded by Stein and really George Soros and Hillary Clinton to force recounts in Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, three states with a history backing Democrats for president that were won by Trump over the Democrat Hillary Clinton. So tonight, and here's what I also had found out about Pennsylvania. She missed the filing deadline to file a legal recount. So she was swimming uphill on this anyway. But what she should really do is at this point in time, because did you hear what happened yesterday? The first full day of the Wisconsin recount. Now remember, Trump won Wisconsin by 22,000 votes. And after a long day of the first full day of recounting, and they had gone through hundreds of the voting machines and retabulated all the things and so forth, Hillary had gained one vote after the whole first day of the recount. One whole vote. One big fat vote. $6.9 million being given to Jill Stein. Hillary Clinton gets one big vote. That means that it's pretty accurate. They also are finding no evidence at all that any hacking happened in the system. They're finding that everything was as reported and as expected. That's why they gave the certification to the election. That's why the Secretary of State for the state goes, okay, we're certifying this, and they send off the results, and that's what gets reported. Because they check. They have the checks and balance. That's what it's all about. This recount was funny business from the beginning. And now Jill Stein dropping out. Breaking news tonight from Pennsylvania, which she never had a prayers of a chance of hope of getting recounted anyway. All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. In the first hour, if you were with us, we were talking about this absurd political correct thing that is now being applied to classrooms. A principal has instructed all the teachers at a certain school, no more hand raising for the kids. You call on them, but no more hand raising. You don't even let them raise their hands. Like if you see them raising their hands, you walk up the aisle, you break off that arm and stick it in their pocket and say, no, I said no hand raising. What's wrong with you, you little punk? You want a piece of me? Raise that hand again, you little maggot. Is that what they should do? Really? That's going to help the kiddies learn? Ankle biter's just going to explode with mental growth and academic excellence because you're breaking off their arms and sticking them in their pockets. 888-340-3373. If you've got thoughts or responses to it, I'm asking, do you think there's any legit? Because the reason that they're doing it is what got me. They don't want the kid. They're going to break off the little kid's arm and stick it in his pocket and tell him, you can't raise your hand because they don't want to hurt the feelings of this is literally the reason. They might be disenfranchising the kids in the classroom that aren't raising their hands. They might be hurting their feelings. They might be saying to them, you're not as special as the ones that raise their hands. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Line 1, Dana, calling from Texas, watching us on Biz TV tonight. Hello, Lady Dana, how are you?
I'm okay. How are you, Kevin?
I'm doing well. Thanks for your call.
Well, I have two things. Number one, my personal opinion of the not raising their hands is bullshit. And I think that's
hey, Dana, we're on public broadcast airwaves.
We can't say
that word. I have to let you go. Thank you for the call. Wow. That's apologize to my stations that may not have hit the dumb button in time. Haven't had that happen in a while. Honestly. Anyway. Whew, that was a surprise. 888-340-3373. But I think I'm not mad at Dana. That's the way it, that's sometimes how people respond to these kinds of things, in all honesty. You know, the reason that they make these kinds of rules is because you have folks that can't deal with the actual reality that they're not measuring up to someone else. And I actually don't think the kids that don't raise their hand in class fall into that category? I actually don't. I don't believe that. I believe that some may think they're not measuring up. I think some may not be as enthusiastic about the subject matter. I think others may not have done the homework. I think others just may be shy and quiet. They just like to sit there and listen. Why should you not let the more verbal kids that are going to process their educational experience verbally, why not let them be verbal? And let the ones that want to be quiet, let them be quiet. Why does it always have to be, oh, not everybody's getting the exact same thing at the exact same time? That is not necessarily a more fair way of doing it. Different kids are motivated by different things, and they learn in different ways. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. We're also going to take a second here in the next segment. We're going to talk about something that happened this last week. Mr. Trump, the president-elect, proudly said that he had helped save nearly 1,400 jobs at a Carrier air conditioning plant in Indiana. This was done with a variety of tax incentives for the company to stay, but they have to invest something like $16 million in the next number of years, and they'll get $7 million in tax breaks if they do that. But they've got to commit to staying where they are. They've got to invest in their community. There's things that they have to do to make that happen. I think most of America thought that's a great thing. A very early Trump supporter, one former vice presidential nominee, Sarah Palin, is now on the record as saying that she's afraid that that qualifies as crony capitalism. And we'll try to understand her thoughts on it a little bit better coming up in the next segment. So I hope that you'll stick around for that. But if you've got reactions to our main topic for the night, which is they're going to ban the raising of hands in the classroom so that they don't hurt the feelings of the kids whose hands don't get raised. That's why they're not doing it for more order. They're not doing it for, you know, some other higher purpose. They're banning the desire to raise the hands of the kids, and they're literally going to enforce this. No, I said don't raise it. Put your hand down. What do you think you are, putting your hand up in the air like that? I told you, you can't raise your hand. Kyle, if you raise your hand at me one more time while you're producing me, telling me I have 1 minute to go to the break, I'm going to break your arm off and shove it in your pocket. This is what our classrooms will turn into. No, you're not allowed to raise your hand. I told you, stop. Put it away. 888. Real quickly, let's talk to DJ in Brooklyn. DJ, are you there?
Yes, I am.
What's your thought on this?
I had the great misfortune of serving a 30-year sentence as a high school science teacher in the city of New York.
Hold on a second. Now, some people would look at that and say that is a very honorable thing to have done. You said that you served.
Sure.
Okay, we got to take this commercial break. I want to hear your entire story when we come back. I want to know why you thought teaching was a jail sentence. And then we'll get your feelings on the raising of the hands as well. It's Kevin McCullough live from New York.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire stoves, starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com. A team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Ooh, what a little moonlight can do.
So glad you're with us. It's Kevin McCullough live from New York City. If you're watching there on Biz TV, that is, that's a live shot of Fifth Avenue, and you can tell it's the Christmas season because there's such busy shopping activity going on, and will continue to go on. But we are glad that you're with us here at the Kevin McCullough microphone. If you're not familiar with me, like if you're tuning in to 99.1 FM KKFT and say, hey, what is this? Well, it's a weekly radio get-together here on Biz TV and 309 radio stations across the country. And we chat about topics and stories and breaking news, and I have interesting guests. Normally we have a thing called the Ladies Lounge, but this week I gave everyone the week off, and we're going to talk about stories that two ladies largely reported on and commented on, but we're giving everybody else the week off, and just taking your phone calls the rest of the way, 888-340-3373. But thank you, Reno. Thank you, Nevada. Thank you for 99.1 FM, KKFT, and the FM talk station that's there, and their translator, KKFT-1, which gives us the lower region around Lake Tahoe, and then everything from Carson City past the Reno area, all covered by 99.1 FM talk, and we're so grateful to be part of that great station now on Saturday nights live. 888-340-3373 if you want to join the conversation from anywhere coast to coast if you're watching. We're talking about a very simple idea. A teacher was told, or actually all the teachers in a certain school were told last week by principal, no more hand raising. Don't let your students do it. Don't call on them when they do. Randomly call on students in another fashion. Don't let them raise their hand. Catherine Temp of National Review brought it to my attention, and I am grateful. But it made me ponder a lot of things about why they might be going down this road and what's the outcome if they do. Now, I'm not a public educator, but DJ from Brooklyn, watching on Biz TV tonight, here in the great city of the metro of New York, he is a former teacher. And DJ, you described it as a 30-year sentence in the New York public schools. Before we get to your point, I'm curious as to your story behind that statement. Why did you view it that way?
Well, first off, I taught in three different schools. I had no control over it. I was moved around like a checker. Two of the worst schools in the United States and one of the best. I was assaulted 8 times, 1 broken nose and 1 concussion.
Wow.
There were numerous wildcat strikes and all kinds of stuff like that. I could name the school if you'd like.
No, that's okay. I'm not looking to make any more enemies. But
borderline between.
So it was a really rough career, and you stayed with it for 30 years.
I actually retired before I was allowed to. Well, I retired at 54. I just had it. I had enough and then some. Aside from everything else, one of the things they do is they keep on adding more and more and more paperwork to the point where you think you're just shuffling papers. When I finally left, I said to the people in my department, for the last 2 or 3 years, it seems to me I pick up a piece of paper, it passes my face, I think I do something with it, it goes somewhere else, and I don't know what the result is. That's number one. Number two, I was made to teach 10 different subjects.
Wow.
Biology, chemistry, physics, earth science, astronomy, boys gymnastics, girls gymnastics, regular health ed hygiene, and mathematics on the high school level, and gymnastics on the college level.
Wow.
I was licensed in chemistry and general science, so I should have taught maybe 2 subjects.
Yeah.
But it didn't wind up that way. And by the way, I've spoken on your program a couple of times.
Yeah. Well, DJ, I got to tell you, I am really blown away at your persistence in being able to stick to a career that was that difficult. So I'm guessing that you've got some opinions about this mandate from this principal. How would it have applied in your classes?
Well, the thing is, when the doors are closed, you do what you do. When somebody observes you, you do what they expect you to do. So I don't think I would abide by that. And I was unusual in many ways, one of which is I taught some very high-level classes and some very low-level classes. And in the low-level classes, I would do magic tricks, handstands on the desk, tell jokes to keep the kids engaged. Now, this no raising your hands because you don't want to hurt the students' feelings is one of the symptoms of the destruction of our country as we know it. It goes along with playing baseball and not keeping score. It goes along with competing in different competitions athletically where everybody gets a trophy.
The difference, DJ, though, hold on a second, the difference is if you're playing in Little League and you don't keep track of the soccer goals or the runs scored by your team, that's just in a recreational setting. You're starting to apply this now to an educational setting. This is actually messing with the outcome of the kids.
Agreed, but sports. Look, I have been a coach in the field of gymnastics for my entire life, and I know. I firmly feel, and I also coached gymnastics at the worst school in the United States, and a lot of, I would say about half of my students were accepted to some of the city colleges where the school's graduation rate was probably 25%.
Wow.
Sports in particular, well, aside from everything else, I filled out the applications myself. And then I brought it to the college office and said, these five kids cannot afford the $50 application fee. Will the school pay it? And then a month later, a kid would come to me with a piece of paper in his hand, and he would say, Jacobs, they want me to go to Queens College. And I would say, well, if they want you to go, you better go. And keep in mind, this is the Vietnam era, so your choice was go to college or go to the Army. And at any rate, my point really is that competitiveness has always been one of the hallmarks of this country.
Yes.
And we lost it. We lost it over the last 20 or 30 years.
Yeah.
We were number one in everything.
Yep.
Currently, we're number 20, 23, and 30 in reading, math, and science.
Yeah.
We're the second largest economy. Who has the fastest supercomputer? Did you say China for 7 years in a row? You're correct.
Yeah.
How the heck did that happen? Well, aside from everything else, I think I've isolated five things that were all set up to help disadvantaged minorities and people and groups. But unfortunately, nobody realized what the negative consequences would be.
They had the opposite effect.
Yeah, in some cases, for sure. Or they had the opposite effect on the society as a whole.
Yeah.
And the way what I'm alluding to is these five things, and people are not going to like hearing this, but
okay, real quickly, DJ, because we're short on time. Go ahead.
Okay. They are affirmative action, diversity, political correctness, globalization, and one more. I missed one. Damn it. Affirmative action. Oh, and Title IX.
Yeah. Okay.
Title IX, for instance, was supposed to give.
I agree with you on all of them because it was Title IX. And thanks for the call. Title IX has been so misapplied and misused and has ruined perfectly good programs, but especially for the development of young men in terms of athletic ability. All right, Kevin McCullough, really glad you're with us. Thank you for being here. More of your calls coming up next. Should students be banned from raising their hands in the classroom? That's what some schools are wanting to lean towards. Your thoughts on it, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. I'm Kevin McCullough, live from New York on radio.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
Yeah, of all the boys, I'm definitely one of them. That's the Hot Sardines, our house band. Glad you're with us. What a beautiful shot. Put that back up on the screen, Nick. If those of you that are listening by way of radio, you can go to the website or go to the Facebook page and check out the video feed. But that's the tree down at Rockefeller. And, man, gorgeous, beautiful, big, gorgeous tree. Good job on getting the camera looking at that tonight. So glad to have you with us. 888-340-3373. We're saying a big hello and thank you to the folks of KKFT land in Reno and Carson City and the surrounding area, Lake Tahoe, et cetera, in Nevada. We already are on in Las Vegas, and so now we have the Reno area. We're going to at some point in time penetrate all that country up folk that are still up in the northeast corner, but it's fun being on in both of the biggest cities in the state of Las Vegas and Nevada, and glad to have everybody along. I'm going to talk to a caller from there actually in just a second, but first let me go to Pennsylvania because Anna Mae has been holding on patiently. Anna Mae, welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough. Hi.
Hi there.
Glad you're here.
Oh,
What's your thought?
I think you're the greatest on the TV.
Thank you so much.
I just never miss you. I look forward to seeing you and hearing you. I just think you're one of the best. I don't look forward to anything else but you.
Well, that is very kind. Thank you so much, Anna Mae. What's your thought on this topic tonight?
I think it's wrong. I think because all these years it's been like that, weight racing your hand.
Yeah.
So I couldn't see why they would stop that. Because if the rest don't know it, I just think... No, they should.
So not hurting the feelings of the other precious snowflakes that are sitting there in the classroom, that's not a legitimate reason?
No, I don't think so. Yeah. No, if they don't know it, they wouldn't put their hand up anyway.
Or maybe they're just shy. Maybe they're just shy. They don't want to talk in front of the class. I mean, it could be that.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. Well, Anna Mae, thank you so much for all your kind words. Appreciate it. 888-340-3373. Let's talk to David in Gatorville. I think that's how you say it, in Nevada. Hey, David, welcome.
Yeah, hello. It's Gardnerville.
Gardnerville. There we go.
Gardnerville, Nevada.
I was missing an R.
First of all, it's Nevada, not Nevada. people are weird here. They just don't like that. So remember that. Anyway, I just want to welcome you.
I've been saying Nevada tonight, haven't I? I haven't said Nevada. Do
Nevada,
I say Nevada? No,
Nevada.
No, Nevada. Yeah.
Nevada, yeah. So get that right. So I just wanted to be the first caller and welcome you. And I listen to this station all the time. And that's the first time I heard your show, so I wanted to be the first caller.
Well, you are. You're the first caller from the Reno area. Now, talk to us about the layout of that area, because I know that, you know, Reno is kind of its own thing. You've got Carson City, and then the signal kind of goes all around the southern portion of Lake Tahoe and kind of in that area. So, since they've added the translator, has it gotten better?
Yeah, it's great. It's Reno, Carson City, and then the Carson Valley, which is Gardnerville, Minden. And it's a stone's throw from Tahoe. Not quite, but it's right south of, or east of Tahoe.
Gotcha. How's the skiing out there?
Yeah, it's right there in the area.
What's the skiing like?
The
skiing in this time of year.
Oh, the beautiful mountains. Oh, mountains that hold all the water in Tahoe.
Okay, what I need to do now is schedule a remote from that region so I can go ski during the day and then come on and do my show afterwards. Well, David, thank you so much.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Now, you were going to add something to the conversation there. What were you going to say?
Well, you get a remote here. Wait till the next the lamb fry thing where you've heard that, all the political, you know, it's happened for 2 years.
The lamb fry?
There.
No, tell me what that is.
Right. It had all the presidential candidates from beginning, all of them. I mean, not Trump, but then this last year, it's hosted by Adam Laxalt, the Attorney General.
Okay.
And just look it up, Lamb Fry, and you will find out everything. And then, have a live, you know, show up for that next year. It's in August.
You know, I'm going to talk to your general manager, Jerry Evans,
I don't work for him. I don't know.
No, but I'll talk to him.
I volunteer.
What we'll do is we'll figure out how to...
Yeah, you talk to Jerry, Talk to,
Yeah. He's a good guy.
Yeah,
great radio station. David, thanks for your call. Made me feel right at home tonight. Right there in Gardnerville. Of course, my staff puts Gatorville on the screen, so... Then I say Gator, and were you talking in Florida? What are we doing there? They lost today. The Florida Gators lost today, big time. No, it's okay. It's okay. Everybody's apologizing. 888-340-3373. Well, when we come back, Sarah Palin, who was a big Trump supporter early on, is taking a different position on what many are perceiving to be Trump's biggest win since the election. Tell you what that means when we continue. It's Kevin McCullough. Glad you're with us live from New York right here.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
If you're watching on Biz TV, that right there is just a gorgeous shot of the world's most gorgeous city and a couple of our most historic bridges lit up like Christmas trees at Christmas time. Just love that. That's the Brooklyn Bridge and the Queensboro Bridge going over the East River into the very well-known section of land called Long Island. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Okay, this week it was the biggest thing that you saw on the planet. a president-elect who had promised to help save jobs and keep jobs in the U.S. and not let jobs move overseas or out of the country. And the news gets announced. They struck a deal. They were keeping 1,400 jobs in Indiana because they had found a way to entice Carrier Air Conditioning to not abandon its operations there. Now, we don't know all the details to exactly everything that was included, but we do know some of the rough outlines. Carrier AC committed to investing $16 million in their company, in the community, and expanding the plant and doing what they need to do to kind of, you know, say to the community around them that they're there for the long haul. And if they make that $16 million investment, then over a period of time, they're going to get $7 million in tax incentives to not move their operations south of the border. Now, you may remember there was a viral video that went around of the plant manager telling the employees a few months ago that they were going to go and how heartbreaking it was. You just hear the angst in these, like, lifers that have worked for all this time. And the result is now, because the Trump administration helped kind of orchestrate this deal, he can literally say, I've saved 1,000 to 1,400 jobs in Indiana. I'm not even in office yet. Some of the tax incentives were done at the state level. The vice president-elect is the governor of Indiana, so there's a connection there, so forth and so on. Now, I was asked by multiple media outlets, and I said on my own broadcast here in the New York area, that you're not going to be able to do that for every company that is going to need help to stay in America. Although Trump has a pretty convincing argument. He said, if you take your air conditioners out of the country and you start making them, we're going to charge you a 35% import tax on every one of them that you try to sell back inside the United States. That gets the company's attention. But beyond, you don't have to just be negative in the motivation. You can also say, but if you keep your stuff here, we will give you some tax cuts, some benefits, some breaks. Because we believe in reviving the American productivity sector of the economy, which is how he won the election. It's the blue-collar skilled workers in Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Ohio, West Virginia, those states that either harvest energy resources or build cars or work in factories that have been without their jobs or they've had great insecurity in their jobs over the last number of years that really came out in force and voted for Donald Trump. So I wasn't surprised that he got this deal done before he even took office, and I was pleased that it happened. Well, someone wasn't. And someone is a former vice presidential nominee, Sarah Palin, an early supporter of President-elect Trump, and even a possible administration hire. They're talking about maybe her for the VA or something, has questioned publicly whether the Carrier jobs deal is a case of, quote, crony capitalism. Former Alaska governor and 2008 GOP vice presidential nominee says she's ecstatic for the employees. However, she also wonders whether Trump's successful bid to keep the manufacturing the sector from moving 1,000 jobs to Mexico is in fact a case of political influence on the free market, and acknowledges the specifics of the deal remain unclear. She says, when the government steps in arbitrarily with individual subsidies favoring one business over others, it sets inconsistent, unfair, and illogical precedents. She wrote this in an op-ed for a young conservative website. The deal purportedly involves the furnace and air conditioning manufacturer getting $6 million in tax subsidies, $1 million in training grants over 10 years. Fiscal conservatives repeatedly criticized outgoing President Barack Obama of picking winners and losers, particularly as it related to Obamacare, I should add, by providing tax credits and other incentives for them for so-called green energy, et cetera, et cetera. Republicans oppose this practice. Remember, Palin wrote, we support competition on a level playing field. Because we know special interest crony capitalism is one big fail. She is purportedly being considered for the Veterans Affairs position within the administration. Okay, so this is kind of interesting because she wants to be hired by the administration. She's had really good relationship with Donald Trump. She endorsed him really early. And yet she is saying, hey, he may be breaking the very things that conservatives don't want to see happen, and that is picking a winner and loser. Is that what we did? Did we pick a winner and loser with Carrier? Or did we say until he's... Because what Trump, to me, clearly said the night that he announced the deal that in person, when he went to Indiana, he said in his speech that night that when you begin to add the 35% import tax that you're gonna tax on companies when they try to put their products back into the U.S. markets after producing them overseas, and when you look at the reduction of the corporate tax rate from 35%+ right now to down to 15%, you go from the most expensive country in the globe to produce stuff with to one of the least expensive. I think you're going to develop a lot of production manufacturing jobs just from that alone. And when you add the penalty import tax to firms that purposely move their jobs overseas and then try to import their products back, I think that that's a double whammy, that you've got incentives for all companies to play nice. Keep your jobs here. Do what's right for the American worker. That's Trump's plan. So because of that, I'm not really worried that he's doing winners and losers right now, and I'm not sure that this is crony capitalism. But I'd be interested in knowing your thought on it. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Let's talk to Gino in the Bronx, right here in New York, watching Biz TV. Hello, Gino.
Well, first thing, you got to lose that cardigan sweater that you're wearing, because this ain't a Bing Crosby Christmas special.
No,
right?
It's not, but I'm being my nerd teacher self tonight because of the education topic.
Put on the Dallas Cowboy jersey because they're rolling, baby.
They are.
They're
11 in a row.
Sunday.
I think
that's
so.
Right. Okay. Second of all, anime is effusive praise for you. It was indirectly praise for me because without me, there'd be no Radio Night Live. So let's put that straight. And third of all, I don't really care what Sarah Palin has to say because unfortunately she has become a cartoon character over the years. Tina Fey did a number on her. She was a sweetheart. She still is, but realistically, her praise or criticism is meaningless. Ultimately, a couple of lines from the Godfather movies, which I know very well, come to play. First thing is, make them an offer they can't refuse. United Technologies...
Gino, hold on. We're going to let you finish this thought on the other side of the break. It's Kevin McCullough live from New York. Don't go away. Radio Night Live.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals? Fluoride? Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death.
At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
So glad you're with us, Kevin McCullough. Radio Night Live being brought to you by MyPillow tonight. If you would like to get the best night of your best night's sleep of your life guaranteed, get yourself a MyPillow. Give it 60 days trial. If it doesn't work, send it back. They'll refund all your money. If you keep it, they will guarantee it for 10 years not to go flat. They'll replace it. If it does, if it doesn't live up to your expectations over those 10 years, they'll replace it at no cost. And tonight, if you'd like to get three MyPillows free when you buy one, call my number. It's 800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641. Two of the same size pillows when you purchase a queen size, they'll give you another one, and then two of the travel pillows that I take with me everywhere I go. I'm never without my pillow. 800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641. Okay, Gino from the Bronx was with us before the break, and Gino, you were telling us that Sarah's a nice person, but this may not be crony capitalism. From what perspective?
Okay, well, I was going to say that the deal that was really made was between Mike Pence as governor, still of Indiana, and the employees of Carrier. But Carrier is a subsidiary or a minor company of United Technologies, which does have federal contracts in the defense industry. So this was a message, just like I said before, you give them an offer they can't refuse, a la The Godfather, and you make it clear to them, you make it simple to these companies. You want to do business? Put Americans back to work. We'll give you a break as best we can, but we're not going to dump $500 million down the drain like Obama did with Solyndra.
Yeah.
Because the scum in the media didn't criticize him one bit for that $500 million.
Some of us did. Right.
That was wasted.
Some of us did.
Millions of dollars were wasted. This at least is going to put people back to work, and it's going to bring taxes, revenues, money into the federal and the state of Indiana's treasury.
Yeah.
And last of all, the other line from The Godfather, which also applies, is keep your friends close and your enemies closer. It's okay if Sarah Palin gets a job, whether she's the VA director or not. It doesn't really matter. But being critical of the Trumpster has its problems. I mean, you don't criticize the Trumpster outright because you've got to figure he's still going to be the same Donald Trump that he always was. You got to be on his nice side. It's okay if you just mildly criticize him. But the bottom line is you got to put people back to work. You got to remind people that he made those promises and he's already starting to keep them, and
he's not even there yet.
Contrast between Obama, who destroyed jobs, who put millions of people on welfare and on the dole, and he's trying to take them off the dole.
Good points, Gino.
To the scum of the media.
Good points.
They have been showing complete and total bias. That's why the Trumpster is going to be a good president, and that's why you should have me in the studio with you, because that's why it is. Instead of that cardigan sweater, I would recommend that something else that you
wear. All right. Thanks, Gino. I got to let you go because we're up against it. But, yeah, just to put an exclamation point on your very well-articulated points, President Barack Obama lost net jobs in the production sector, 303,000 jobs over the course of his 8 years. Trump's not even in office yet. He's already saved 1,400. That's pretty impressive. Hey, we'll see you next week. That's it for Radio Night Live.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we are fighting to end premature birth and birth defects along with the March of Dimes. You can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in a newborn intensive care unit. Together we can save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas.
That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.